This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The families of hostages held in Gaza and their supporters on Friday continued their four-day march from southern Israel to Jerusalem to demand their loved ones be set free. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has this report.
The four-day march ends Saturday near the official residence of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The protesters marched while holding banners and posters showing pictures of the hostages. This is Benny Gantz, member of Israel's war cabinet. We are with you all the time, not only this morning, but every day, all day, and in everywhere that we are, whether it's during field visits or during cabinet meetings or army visits, and all what is need to be done in order to promote the goal to bring the hostages back. Some 130 hostages remain, and Israel says about a quarter of them are dead. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The EU says it will send funds to Gaza's main aid provider after the UN agency agrees to an audit, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The European Commission chief spokesperson, Eric Mam, said,
"We have asked that an audit be launched. This audit will now be launched since UNRWA has agreed to it, and it will be..."
The UNRWA agency is reeling from allegations that 12 of its 13,000 Gaza staff members participated in the October 7th Hamas attacks in southern Israel. The agency fired the employees, but more than a dozen countries suspended funding. Israel's subsequent offensive in Gaza following October the 7th has driven 80% of Gaza's population of 2.3 million Palestinians from their homes. UN officials say a quarter of the population is starving. The agency is the main supplier of food, water and shelter, but it is also on the brink of financial collapse. I'm Karen Shamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The judge in Trump's classified documents case is expected to set a trial date during a crucial hearing, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It was scheduled to begin May 20th, but U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon has been signaling that may get pushed back. Federal prosecutors led by Jack Smith requested July 8th. Defense lawyers countered with August 12th, but say there is no way to hold a fair trial before the Republican National Convention in July or the November election. Trump denies any wrongdoing. He faces 40 counts on charges that he willfully retained top-secret documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Urged his lawyer to hide records and lie to the FBI and enlisted staff to delete surveillance footage. The Florida trial date has taken on added significance after the Supreme Court announced it would hear arguments in late April on whether Trump as a former president is immune from prosecution in a separate federal case charging him with scheming to overturn the 2020 presidential election. I'm Jennifer King.
Chinese Vice President Han Zheng has pledged to provide more opportunities for foreign companies in China as the government tries to restore confidence in the world's second largest economy. Han told an audience of American business people in Beijing on Friday that the government would continue to open up more industries to foreign investment and create a market-oriented and law-based international business environment. Officials of the American Chamber of Commerce in China portrayed his appearance at an annual chamber dinner as a positive signal that the government is serious about addressing the concerns of U.S. and other foreign companies. Congress approves a short-term extension to avoid a shutdown, buying more time for a final spending agreement. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Congress has passed another short-term spending measure that would keep one set of federal agencies operating through March 8th and another set through March 22nd. The extension averts a shutdown for parts of the federal government that would otherwise have kicked in at 12:01 a.m. Saturday. The bill now goes to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. The short-term extension is the fourth in recent months. Lawmakers are voicing increased optimism that it'll be the last before Congress approves two separate spending packages totaling more than $1.6 trillion for the full fiscal year. Norman Hall, Washington.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has confirmed that he will visit Donald Trump in Florida next week. Speaking at a diplomacy forum in Turkey on Friday, Orban described a possible comeback for the former U.S. president as the, quote, only serious chance for an end to the war in Ukraine. The Hungarian leader also suggested that Trump's returns to the White House could also help end the conflict in Gaza. Orban's meeting with Trump comes as the former U.S. president seeks to turn his attention to his looming election rematch with President Joe Biden. Trump's political standing within his own party seems stronger than ever, having easily won the early presidential Republican primary contests. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.